Oh, we won all of them. Next week's a big game. Look after ourselves the next couple of days, and let's look forward to next week. Be excited about it.
The players on the verge of coming back from injury, and with the depth of talent you've got in this squad, this is still a very winnable series.
Well, it's just, you know, I mean, last week was closest. Again, another close one tonight, you know, which could have gone either way. In fairness to Australia, they've kept going to 80 minutes. Yeah, it was a you know, tough test match.
Good point. What disappointed
you? Oh, I thought I was really pleased with the first half. I thought our breakdown stuff was good, and we affected it a lot of turnovers. Thought we defended pretty well. Probably in the second half, the disappointment was we didn't control territory as well as we'd done in the first half in terms of we dominated that aspect of the game in the first half. Second half, we weren't as strong there. And unfortunately, you know, a couple of critical turnovers, which has, you know, allowed them to keep the pressure on us, and that, you know, that's probably something we need to improve on for next week.
Sam, what was the injury? What's the diagnosis?
Got a sore hamstring at the moment, so normal protocol is just ice every 2 hours throughout the night, and the physios never make a proper assessment until 24-48 hours. So Monday, I should know properly what's going on, but just ice up for now and then assess me in the morning.
What's your gut feeling?
I'm not sure. I haven't done it before. What I'm feeling at the moment. So normally, if I have a tweak to the knee, I'm pretty confident I know what it is when the physios come on. But this is a new injury, so I'm not too sure, to be honest.
How difficult was it for you to watch from the sidelines whilst the game kind of slipped away?
Yeah, it's always hard because you can't have an influence on the game. It's always difficult, but you know, it's just one of the, you know, it's gonna go this way. You know, it's gonna go down to the wire in the third test as well. That's what happens when you play a world class side like Australia. And you know, we obviously didn't finish the way we wanted, but we got every chance. You know, in the same situation now that we were this morning, we still got a test series up for grabs. And obviously, the players will be disappointed now for a while, maybe tonight. But you know, tomorrow morning we wake up and they still have every chance of winning this test series. So you know, it's not doom and gloom at all. You know, very positive from tomorrow morning onwards.
Warren, can you explain what was going on at the scrum there? It seemed that one team had the advantage and then that went to the other team and back and forward all match. Can you explain what was going on?
Until I go back and have a look at the you know, that's a fair assessment of it. It was one team having the advantage and then the other team getting some control as well. So I just need to go back and have a good look at the videos of the scrum and you know, just to see what some of the decisions were and where that is and where, you know, where we need to improve, or you know, where some of that dominance was as well.
Warren, can you just tell us how you're feeling as Lee sized up that last kick?
Yeah, I've seen him hit them, kick them from there before. He just didn't quite strike that one well enough. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a chance to be a hero of, you know, in that moment, isn't it? So, and unfortunately, hasn't quite hit it as well as you know, sometimes he's capable of doing. So, yeah, it was, you know, 15-9. We knew it was potentially going to be tight. You know, particularly when they've taken a scrum close to the line, and you know, we haven't had the ability when we've had the ball on a few occasions to keep hold of it to get, you know, in towards their 22. We've turned it back over and allowed them to keep pressure on us, and we need to be better at that next week.
What do you have to do with him psychologically now to pick him up and get him up again?
Oh, I don't think we have to do anything. So he's just obviously disappointed with himself. He's you know, he's still kicked, you know, incredibly well, and you know, he's had one that's hit the crossbar in the first half, and that's a difference between the two sides. And he's, what's a 55-meter kick at the end of the game to win it. So, you know, he's just such a professional. He's obviously realises the significance of that kick at the end, and he's just disappointed he's missed it.
Is the momentum of Australia now?
Oh, I don't think so. We saw how close the game is. You know, we were pleased with the way we started. We were really, really pleased with our physicality there. For both teams, I think the defence dominated the game and the breakdown. We just probably weren't as accurate as we needed to be in that second half and allowing them to have a chance to get back into the game.
Sam, how tough a decision was it to go for a shot at the end? Yeah,
I've seen Lee kick those before, so I think it was a good decision to go for the 3 points. You know, in training he'll bang them over, but he just didn't connect. But you know, you can't blame himself. It was extremely difficult kick, and you know, he's he'll be fine. Come Monday morning, he'll be back kicking probably with Jinx, and he'll be as good as gold. But I think it was, yeah, it was like the decision. You had to go for it because it was a realistic chance to win the Test Series. And if I was on the pitch, I would have looked at Lee straight away and told him to go for it.
How desperate
will
you be to play Lee inside out?
Oh, of course. You know, I'll do anything I can to play in that. Cause it's, you know, if we win next week, then it'll be in more dramatic fashion than it would have been if it was this week. So, yeah, it's still everything to play for, and it's still the dream situation to be in, really, to have the opportunity to win a Test Series. So, yeah, do everything I can to get back in the picture.
Warren, with another new referee next week, does it turn the series into a bit
of a lottery? No, I don't think so. I think the fact that the referees have been on the sideline, and as TJ's, you know, ARs, that yeah, Roman's had a good look in the first two games, and I'm sure he'll bring his own style to the game next week. I don't think it's going to be tough at all. I mean, the guys realise how important it is. They realise how close it is. We've got a couple of days off now just to recuperate, and I think when we get back on the training field again, they'll realise and, you know, lift themselves for next week. They'll know how, after they've had a look at their own performances in the game, they'll realise how close it was and how close we came to, you know, holding Australia out and winning that. So next week is, you know, again, it's a massive opportunity. Just shows how exciting this series is, and I thought the support we had and the fans were brilliant today, and hopefully we can deliver something for them next week.
Warren, do you have any injury issues apart from Sam?
Not at this stage, no.
All the other changes were
attacking. Yeah.
Do you still feel there's actually a lot more to come from the side? I mean, in terms of the playing spread on the attacking front.
Like I said, it was difficult tonight because I think defence has dominated, you know, that from both sides. So we've got some players now for next week that are back in contention, that are fit as well. You know, potentially that gives us a few more options on attack, and that'll help strengthen the squad too. Oh, I thought he was brilliant at the breakdown, and you know, then particularly that first half. There, you know, we've had a number of turnovers, and that was, I think that, you know, some of the difference between the two sides. You know, particularly that first half, it was a big loss for us. You know, when Sang has come off, because we had to reshuffle, because I think Dan Lydiard's run himself into the ground, and it would have been, you know, if Sam had stayed on, then we probably would have taken Dan off there and brought Tom Croft on there. So, you know, it was unfortunate that he's picked up that injury towards the end, which has, you know, perhaps changed a bit of the momentum in the game as well.
Sam, what makes Australia so dangerous in those final minutes of the game? I mean, you've been on the wrong side of it all too often recently. Is it mental composure? Is it natural ability?
No, but whatever happens, I always expect them to go to the 81st minute. You know, go into extra time, they'll always keep pressing, and that's the one thing which I've learned the hard way with Wales, you know, with Australia, and it'll be the same next week. You know, you can never settle if you're like today, if you're 6, 7, 8, 9 points ahead. You know, unless you're a couple of scores with a few minutes to go, you know, you can never settle down. So that's something which we learned now tonight, which will be tough. But I thought Australia did well, to be fair. You know, I thought it was going to be whoever scored a try won the game, because both defences were so good. And Australia were the ones to find it, you know, credit to them. So, you know, it's like next week now is like a cup final. You know, both on a level playing field. Go into next week now, you know, it's one apiece. You know, forget about what's happened in the last 2 weeks. You go in now to a massive game, which you're going to achieve something huge, and, you know, that'll be the attitude going to Saturday.